It's a given that the media is biased to the left, that is the mainstream media, and we're going to talk about that right now with Dan Gaynor, who's been working for several years with Media Research Center. His title is he's the Vice President of Business and Culture, and we're really going to focus on the culture side of things here and just kind of get an update on some of the recent stories in the news and the way the media bias shows through. Dan, welcome back to the program.
It's a pleasure. It's funny, you said it's a given, but and it is a given. If you look at any of the surveys about this, and there are surveys, the Pew Center, which is actually a liberal group, tends to do surveys on media, you know, media bias or something. When they look at journalists, even though many journalists no longer answer these surveys, the journalists who do, you find a 3-to-1 liberal at sort of more suburban or rural daily newspapers, 5-to-1 liberal at major metro dailies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that the media are liberal. The media don't like to admit it.
Only 7% vote for Republicans, according to, actually, that was on the Drudge Report today, as of the date of this taping, which is Monday, November 9th. Well, let's start, since the Ben Carson story's been in the news lately, there's some back and forth on that. A quick comment about the Ben Carson, then we'll get into Houston.
Well, I mean, the Ben Carson thing, Politico released a story on Friday alleging a Ben Carson fabrication about his West Point, you know, whether he got an offer to go to West Point or not. And then within hours of criticism for the story, a response from the Carson camp, Politico changed the headline, changed the lead of the story, which is the beginning of the story, and then changed parts of the story beyond that, initially even without a correction. So the damage had been done. You know, the Facebook version of the story was still the bogus allegation about fabrication. That was the version that ran on one of the network news shows, etc. And then they backed off of it. The media are out to get Ben Carson because he scares them, since he is a conservative African American. They hate minorities who are conservative. They feel almost like they're race traitors. If you saw the Washington Post commentary section yesterday, all about how scary and creepy Ben Carson is because he actually believes God acts in his life.
Well, let's deal with a few specifics, okay? It's my understanding that he claimed that he had a meeting, or he got to see General Westmoreland in Memorial Day 1969 in Detroit. Then the media is saying, no, the Westmoreland wasn't even in Detroit at that time. You know, get into some of the specifics, if you would.
Well, I mean, when you're getting one of the key things, and that it was much denied, they were saying, well, it's not he wasn't offered a scholarship. First of all, West Point doesn't give scholarships. Well, actually, that's 100% false. You know, if you look, there's some marketing material from West Point that I have seen that refers specifically to the fact that people who come to West Point go there and get free room and board, and you don't pay any tuition. That seems to be the very definition of scholarship, and in fact, West Point uses the term scholarship. So that's one thing. Now, it's hard to say whether you know, people are misremembering. I mean, this is something that happened, you know, 40 some years ago, but whether he's misremembering the dates or not. But what liberals want to claim is that, oh well, you know, he was never really offered anything. Or, and that he still had to apply. But the way the world works, the real world, is oftentimes employers, friends, or whoever, you know, someone wants it and will make an offer to you that you know you will be accepted for. Oh yeah, you just have to apply. That I was personally offered that as a way to get into the State Department by a professor in college, who told me that all I had to do was switch. He said, you'll get a good grade on the State Department admissions test, and he said, and I'll get you in. And, you know, I ended up not applying because I got involved in journalism. But so the story has a lot of holes in it, and the fact that Politico so quickly backed down from the fabrication claim, shows exactly what's really going on here. They're going after him just like Politico went after Herman Cain.
It's interesting, too, that Ben Carson said, I do not remember this level of scrutiny for one president, Barack Obama, when he was running. In fact, I remember just the opposite. And, boy, that is really true. Remember, Bernard Goldberg even wrote a whole book about it, you know, the slobbering love affair.
I mean, you look at the things that we learned from the Moranis book, the guy who worked for the Washington Post. It came out in 2012. And you found out that not only had Obama been, like a big time stoner, he was the person who was putting terms to marijuana fads at his school. I mean, he was the one who was, he used to hang out with the Chum gang and they would all get high together. Well, not only had he done that, but that he had a fraud biography that conflated and merged people together. Based on all the stuff going in the news today, it's clear that race is still a sensitive topic in this country. Yet Obama doctored who he was dating in college to magically disappear the Australian Caucasian woman that he was dating.
Was that the lady he pushed down, or was that somebody else?
I can't remember.
But the double standard is it's not even in doubt. I mean, the fact that the man was mentored by a man that meant a lot to him. It is even brought up in his 1995 version of Dreams of My Father, but is mysteriously missing from the 2005 version as he read it as a book on tape. He was mentored by a card-carrying member of the Communist Party USA. The number, by the way, is 47544. Dr. Paul Kanger's done tremendous research on this. Frank Marshall Davis had tremendous input on Barack Obama. When you read about what Frank Marshall Davis wrote about, and then you look at the Obama administration, and you realize, my goodness, this guy was influenced Frank Marshall Davis, just as I'm sure he listened to a lot of those sermons from the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, and not God bless America, but God boop America.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we've got a situation here where the media don't want to admit it. They never want to admit what role they have in skewing the election, the role that Dan Rather tried to take back in 2004, the role that Candy Crowley clearly took in 2012, the role that the media took in 2008 trying to sabotage Sarah Palin. That, this is not a random thing. The Joe Scarborough rant from last week, wherein he talked about how, this has been an ongoing thing for decades. The media are pushing a liberal agenda. But more than that, they act like they are part of a political party, and it's certainly not a conservative one.
Okay, how about a quick comment about the Houston story? Just recently, we had that election in Houston, and you would have thought by all the hoopla that people would have voted for the gay side of things, and that's not how it turned out with the voters of Houston.
Well, this is that classic comment that the woman made in 1972. I don't know how Nixon won. Everyone I know voted for McGovern.
Yeah.
Well, McGovern won one state in the District of Columbia, but the woman was living in a bubble. And the anti-Christian lesbian mayor of Houston was living in a bubble and was stunned to find that not just conservatives, but her own coalition, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, were voting against this crazy LGBT bathroom ordinance. And that's what freaks out the left. A lot of these very crazy things they do are tamped down by the media. But when the word gets out about them, they tend to drive people to the right.
Yeah, by the way, I would recommend a book for everybody about this, and the book is Words That Work by Frank Luntz. And he points out that, if you get to frame the debate the right way, it will stick. Now, obviously, this is written in 2007, so he's not dealing with this kind of bathroom bill. But the other side called it a hero bill, But the opponents called it the bathroom bill, and that's the name that stuck. And that's how, you know, that's part of the success, I think, in opposing that particular bill. How about a comment about Planned Parenthood and that story? Here we are in early November. The videos from the CenterForMedicalProgress.org broke in mid-July, and the mainstream media still hasn't really told the truth to the American people about Planned Parenthood.
Now, the amount of actual video they showed is so small, it's slightly more than two commercials. And that's, I mean, that's pathetic. And what they do show, they deliberately avoid the gruesome images. These are terrifying images of dead babies. And it's not like the media won't show those. They're certainly willing to show dead Syrian babies. They're certainly willing to incite the crowd to boost the, you know, refugees in Europe. They're just not willing to show any sort of problem with abortion.
What was your reaction when you first saw any of those videos? You told me once in an interview, and I thought it was so powerful. I want you to repeat that story. It's fantastic.
This is not something I'm likely soon to forget. When I watched that first video, I mean, I stopped very early on, and it was just sickening. And I had only one word come to my mind, and that's Mengele. And that is, you know, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi who experimented on many prisoners, especially Jewish prisoners, that they put into concentration camps. I mean, what he did was absolutely barbarous to them. But here's the reason why it registered with me. When he retired, moved to Argentina, he became an abortion doctor.
Mm. It really kind of fits, doesn't it? But the media, as far as the mainstream media, remember when that story came out about Cecil the Lion? That was an interesting contrast because they came out about the same time. What was the media coverage like for the story about the lion versus the coverage for the Planned Parenthood story?
Well, the last time we tallied it, and I knew it would be, the number would be higher because they haven't done more Planned Parenthood stuff, but they've done more lion stuff. And that's L-I-O-N, though it could be L-Y-I-N. It was 15 to 1.
Wow.
Or 15 times more coverage about Cecil the Lion. And for people sitting at home, understand something. A few crazy liberals may have thought of this lion as an icon. By and large, they didn't. So what it meant was a lion that almost no one had ever heard about, in a country almost none could name or find on a map, got 15 times more coverage than thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds, ultimately close to 60 million dead American babies.
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting, too, about the Planned Parenthood videos, for those, let's say, those Americans who only get their news from the mainstream media, they may be scratching their heads, by now, saying, why in the world are those Republicans picking on Planned Parenthood? Don't we have better things to do? And they don't really know about this series of exposés. In fact, for those living in a cave, why don't you tell us a little bit about those Planned Parenthood videos that have stung the conscience of at least some Americans?
Oh, well, this is easy. Planned Parenthood, the Center for American Progress decided to prove just how bad Planned Parenthood is by going behind the scenes doing that which the major media refused to do, show how monstrous they are, and by representing as a company that would buy remnants of the babies.
Body parts.
After they were aborted.
Yeah, body parts.
Human body parts. But there's a huge medical, I won't say need, I'm going to say desire for these parts. By representing this, they were very candid with the people making the film and didn't know they were obviously being videotaped, so they were candid and said just monstrous things. Yeah. And all the while, many of the videos were taken in restaurants. So they're swilling Chianti and having their salad and stuff, ranting about just saying ridiculous, insensitive, foul things. They don't see this as evil. You could, you know, one of the more recent videos talking about harvesting the brain. I mean, it's just, you can't watch these videos and not be upset by them. You can't.
I agree, unless you don't have a conscience. Well, there's lots more stories, and you can read more about them of the mainstream media bias at newsbusters.org. Again, Dan Gaynor, we thank you so much for being with us. He is the Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.